Welcome to this demo of a game called Fear, which is F-E-E-R. And this is what's called an endless runner game. So you can keep playing it and keep getting points and everything else as much as you like, and then keep scoring and scoring and scoring, going and going and going. I've been playing this game now for several weeks, so I've been enjoying it so much I completely forgot to do a podcast on it. So hence this demo. And literally, it's all about gaining lots and lots of points, gaining shields and weapons, while, of course, you're dodging zombies, which are basically chasing you from the middle, left, and right speakers. You've got to avoid them. You've got to avoid hands, i.e. type of zombies coming out of the ground to grab you and pull you down, or, and I'm assuming they're dead, zombie crows that are dive bombing you, trying to pick your eyes out. And then, of course, it's all about also collecting the fairy lights to get you more points. And while you're also dodging other things, you can collect more weapons and double your light points and all that sort of really cool stuff. But I'll leave that to a bit later so we can play the game and it makes more sense. But for the moment, let me just start up the app. It completely works with VoiceOver, of course, and I've got it running on my iPhone 10 here. And what I've found, I haven't quite worked how to get it to activate with Siri, because if I try and say Fear, F-E-E-R, it reckons I haven't got an app called Fear, F-E-A-R. So I'm just going to unlock my
FaceTime.
Phone. And I'm going to use my handwriting mode.
Handwriting.
And I'm just going lowercase. To type in a, or write an F.
F, 15
and
apps.
And then an
Face
E.
Read. E, 2 apps, Fear.
Okay, and there's Fear. And one finger double tap to open it.
Opening Fear, landscape.
Now, of course, as I said, I've been playing this for a couple of weeks now. And I'm doing this recording at
the game of running blind.
Sort of loading. Middle-ish towards the end
main menu.
Of October.
Mission level 64.
So just landed on the main home screen of the game. And remember, I'm currently playing this. So it says mission 64. If I flick to the right.
Get a score multiply by 65 by completing all quests.
Multiplying your points as you go up in different levels. If I flick to the right again.
Quest 1 slide 30 times in left lane in a single run.
Okay, so this completed. Is my quest, and I've currently completed this first part of the quest. You get 3 quests in each game. And sliding is effectively, and again, I'll go through this in the help later on, but sliding is where you flick your finger down on the screen, so you're sliding under the crows. If you flick up or jump, you're jumping over the hands, and there were the little zombies I said that were coming out of the ground to grab you. And then, of course, if you flick left and right on the screen, so you've got 3 channels, middle, left, and right, that's where you can avoid the zombies. And, of course, when you're on a channel and you hear a light source coming in, which will sound completely different, like a twinkling light, then that's where you score your points for the lights and so on and so on. But we'll get that in a minute. So flick to the right again.
Quest 1 completed. Quest 2 score 100,000 points, no lights, in a single run. 100,000 left.
Okay, so for this particular quest, I've got to complete 100,000 points without getting any lights. So when I hear the lights in the left, right, or middle channel, not only do I have to avoid the zombies, I've also got to avoid collecting any lights, because they will automatically be collected when you're in the right channel when you hear the light twinkling away to you. So flick to the right again.
Skip
the last
quest
one
2
is
for 3,450 lights.
Now, as you might have
disabled.
Noticed, because I haven't done
button.
This one yet, I can also, if I have enough points, I can skip this particular quest if I don't want to play it, if I think it's too hard, for example. Or I think one of them in about game 50-ish or something said I had to collect, I think it was like 600,000 somethings, and I skipped that particular one because I thought, yeah, I'm not going to play for 600,000 points for the moment, thanks. So flick to the right again.
Quest 3, collect 12 boosts
this is
in
quest
total.
Three.
12 left.
Collect 12 boosts in total. Now, what you might notice here, it says 12 boosts in total, versus the other one which said avoid lights and get 100,000 points. So sometimes you've got to avoid them or do things in one run, like slide 30 times in one run, or have a total number of your current overall, you know, game 64 or game 65, and overall in the quest do a certain number. So flip the right again.
Skip quest 3 for 3,450
lights. So I can skip this quest if I want to.
Disable play.
And it's currently disabled because I can't even afford it.
Double tap to select play button.
And here's our play button
double
to start
tap
playing
to select.
The current game. So flick to the right again.
Options button.
Okay, here's our options
double
button.
Double tap to select.
Flick to the right again.
Upgrades button.
Upgrades button.
High score button.
High score button.
Double tap to select.
Flick to the right again.
Profile button.
Profile button.
You have 740 lights.
I've currently got 740 lights. Flip to the right again.
Your high score is 199,764.
Okay, my high score was 199,764.
Quit.
Button. Quit. And of course, if I quit that, double tap I'll either to select. Quit a game or I'll quit the whole app.
Quit.
And button. That's it. So if I double tap on that now.
Portrait.
Okay, I'm
FaceTime.
Out. So back to my app switcher.
App switcher. Fair.
Double tap.
Fair. Landscape. Possible text. eUnity.
Fear. The game of running blind.
Loading. Main menu. Mission level 64.
Okay, so back to the main menu heading again. Now, remember before I was flicking left and right to go item by item. If I flick down, I'm going to jump to sort of grouped items. So the first one's all about my mission. If I flick down with one finger.
Play. Button.
I've now gone straight down to the
double
play button.
Double tap to select.
If I flick down again.
You have 740 lights.
That's the towards the bottom of the screen where it talks about my lights. I flick to the right
your
now.
Your high score is 199,764.
All right, so let me flick back to the left.
You have 700 profile, high score, upgrades, options,
and
button.
Let me double tap on options.
Double tap to see contact.
Okay, so we've got contact.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Follow us on Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook.
Button. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Button. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on button. Instagram.
Support us.
Support us.
Rate our app.
Button. Rate our app.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Button. Who we are.
Who we are.
Visit our website.
Visit our website.
Button.
Button.
Find us on YouTube. Button.
Find us on YouTube. Now, as you
double
can tell,
double tap to select.
When the item is a heading, it doesn't actually say button. So that's sort of the way that you can tell between buttons and headings. So a little bit. Flip to the right again.
Say hello.
Say hello. So that's a heading, of course.
Contact us. Button.
Contact us button.
Back to main menu.
Back to main menu.
Contact. Disabled.
Contact disabled.
Button. Help. Button.
Help button.
Privacy and terms of use.
Privacy and terms
button.
Of use button.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
You have 740 lights.
And back down to 740
your
lights.
Your high score is 100. Your high score is 199,000.
So
you
left.
Have settings.
And button. What I'm basically going to show you, I'm going
to
say
double
you
tap to select.
Settings. And then the help. And then I'll show you my profile, and then we'll play a game. So double tap on settings.
Settings.
If I flick to the right.
Language.
So language.
Change. Button.
So I can change the language.
Swipe direction.
Swipe direction, that's a heading.
Left, right, reverse.
I can do left,
not
right,
selected.
Reverse.
More information. Button.
More information about that option.
Double, up, down, reverse.
Up, down,
not
reverse.
Selected.
That's the flicking up
toggle.
And down.
Double
flick
tap to
right
change.
Again.
More information.
More
button.
Information about that change.
Sound.
Sound as a heading.
In center lane. Not selected.
In center
toggle.
Lane.
Double tap to change.
Now that one in particular is where you can hear your foot, because normally when you're playing the game you can hear your footsteps when you're going forward in, or when you're running actually, when you're in the left, middle or right lane. This one will only, I believe, only play it when you're actually in the center lane, so a bit more feedback if you want to make sure you're in the middle lane a bit. So flip to the right again.
More information.
More information
button.
About that option.
Vibration. Selected. Toggle.
Okay, so vibration.
Double tap to change.
On. Flick to the right again.
Back to main menu.
Back to main
button.
Menu.
Contact.
Contact.
Help.
Help.
Button.
So that was the settings. Okay, and here's the help button.
Double
so let me
tap
double
to
tap
select.
On the help button.
Help.
And if I flick to the right.
Tutorial.
Okay, we've got a heading tutorial.
Replay. Button.
And of course, it says replay
because
I've already
to
played
select.
Mine.
Gameplay.
So gameplay is a heading.
Power up sounds. Button.
And these are the power-up sounds that you hear in the game.
Frequently asked questions.
Frequently asked
button.
Questions is a button.
Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Screen reader. Selected.
Now that currently
toggle.
Says screen reader selected.
Double tap
if
to
I
change.
Double tap that now, it'll turn the voiceover support off. So you've basically got to effectively rerun the game. It'll turn speech access back on again because you're running voiceover. Flick to the right again.
More information.
More button. Information button.
Support.
Support is a heading.
Contact support.
Contact support.
Button.
Etc. Etc. So let me flip back.
Support. More in screen reader. Accessibility. Frequently asked. Power up sounds. Gameplay. Replay. Tutorial.
Okay, back to the heading tutorial. Flip to the right.
Replay.
And let's play
button.
The tutorial.
You can skip the tutorial by tapping in the upper left corner or by double tapping with two fingers on the screen.
So you can skip the tutorial by double tapping with two fingers on the screen. There's the person.
The world with zombies is an unpleasant place to live in. The woods are lifeless, no birds are singing. The only sounds are the roaring and salivating noises of your enemies that try to kill you. The pale moonlight shines on abandoned cities that slowly devastate. Only the fairies are left. You are among the only humans to help them. They carry the inner light. So collect as many of them to change this world into a better place.
That's the light that you got.
Do you hear the fairy? To collect her inner light, just keep running till you reach her.
There we go.
Very good. But the fairies come in three different lanes.
Left.
Another fairy is on your left. Swipe to the left to collect her.
Yeah, always start in the middle of the lane, by the way, so if I flick to the left now.
Try another time.
Oh, I was being too long. Okay, that's middle.
Very good.
I didn't have to move.
Now some more of them. Swipe and change lanes to collect all the inner lights.
Okay, that's over to the right. Actually, I did have to move last time. That was the left. This is to the right. I'm flicking to the left. That's left now. And there we go. I'm in the
right lane. Excellent. All the lights you collected will be stored.
And there's a zombie.
Oh no.
Avoid them.
The zombies woke up. They want to kill you. So change lanes before getting hit.
So I flicked to the right. I've
Great.
Avoided it.
You made it. But there are more of them. Try to avoid them.
Now let's see. That's in the middle one. I'm just going to stay put and see what happens. Yep. I get eaten.
A little tricky to get around those beasts. Let's try again.
So this is quite good. So middle landing, I'm going to flick to the right this time. So I'm going to hear my footsteps on the right lane. That's in the middle lane. No, I was in the right lane. Whoops.
A little tricky to get around those beasts.
I'll blame the mixer.
Let's try again.
That's probably the right lane again, so I have to flick to the left. Yeah, that's it, off to the right now.
You made big steps ahead.
That's
the zombies you woke up are crawling
out of
their graves,
coming out of the ground.
Trying to grasp your feet. See their hands? They are all over. So jump over them to save your life.
I'm not going to jump, I'm in the middle lane. We'll see what happens with this one as well. Okay, got dragged down there again.
Swipe up when you hear the hands coming out of the ground. Try again.
And some people have trouble timing this one, so as soon as you sort of hear it, about now I flick up.
Great.
And I've jumped over it.
Try some more to be perfect.
So as I was talking about jumping and sliding in the beginning of the game, the beginning of the demo, so flick up again. Over I go. And flick up again.
Well done.
Here we go.
Ravens have joined forces with
zombie
the zombies.
Crows dive bombing us.
Bad luck, as they will pick your eyes.
Now again, I'll wait. Middle lane still. Just died
slide
again.
Slide down to slide underneath the ravens.
So sliding down.
Try again.
Is to slide underneath them, whereas the hands is jumping over them, flicking up. So I'm going to flick down now.
You are onto this. I knew it. Some more.
Down again. And again.
Perfect. I think you are now ready
now,
to go
way,
in without my help.
By the way, you can't avoid hands or zombies by
aware.
Flicking left or right.
The zombies
you
fight
jump
back
over
and
them,
it is a long
up,
way to
or
run.
Or slide underneath them, flick
but
down.
Save the fairy light so we all run blind. Good luck.
Help.
So I'm going to flick down with one finger.
Back to main menu.
And double tap back
menu.
To main menu.
Mission level 64.
Now let's have a look at my profile.
Play. But you have 740 lights.
So I just flick down towards the bottom control, or the bottom group. Now I'm going to flick back to the left.
Profile.
There's my
Button.
Profile.
Statistics.
So I've got statistics.
Highest single achievement.
Highest single achievement.
Highest score.
Highest score.
199,764.
So that's my highest single score in a quest.
Lights collected.
Lights collected.
370.
370. That's have my top score for scoring lights.
Longest run.
Longest run.
2,872.
2,872. I'm not quite sure what that number refers to, but anyway, flick to the right again.
Zombies survived.
Zombies survived.
101.
So I've survived a total of 101 zombies in one quest, in a single quest.
Jumped over hands. 21.
21.
Ravens avoided.
22.
Power-ups collected.
5.
Zombies killed. 6.
Six.
Total achievements.
Here we go.
Lights collected.
73,190.
Running distance.
Running distance.
555,565.
555,000 whatever. And again, I'm not too sure what distance that involves.
Games played.
Games played.
758.
Oh, God, 758. Oh, dear. But it is one of these games where you pick it up and have a bit of a play and then put it down again. So I've been playing it on the train, the plane, lunchtime, nighttime, all over the place. So flip to the right again.
Lights spent.
Lights spent. So I'm buying things.
72,450.
72,000.
Zombies survived.
Zombies survived. And again, this is total.
17,356.
17,356.
Jumped over hands.
Jumped over hands.
2,858.
2,858.
Ravens avoided.
Ravens avoided. As in the crows. I don't know why I call them crows.
3,044.
3,044.
Power-ups collected.
Power-ups collected.
791.
791.
Zombies killed.
Zombies killed.
297.
297. Now, by the way, that tutorial didn't mention this, but when you've got some weapons, which I'll show you where to purchase them in a minute, you can then, when you're in one of the actual quests, one of the segment comes up with an item where you can actually shoot the zombies which are coming towards you in the left, right, or middle channel, rather than just avoiding them. So that was one thing that tutorial didn't cover. So flip to the right again.
Died.
Died.
By zombies.
Okay, how many times did I die by zombies?
553.
553.
By hands.
By hands.
148.
I died 148 times.
By ravens.
By ravens or crows.
94.
94.
Power-ups.
Power-ups.
Collected boosts.
Collected boosts.
187.
187.
Collected shields.
Collected shields.
186.
186.
Collected light doublers.
Collected light doublers.
214.
214.
Collected weapons.
Weapons.
204.
204.
Missions.
Missions.
Completed missions.
Completed missions.
63.
So I've completed 63 missions.
Completed quests.
And quests, these are inside each mission.
190.
190.
Skip quests.
Skip quests.
33.
So I've skipped 33 quests so far.
Back to main menu.
And then back to main menu.
Button.
So let me just double tap and back to main menu.
Main menu. Mission level 64.
Okay, so flick down again.
Play.
Down to the button. Play button. If I flick to the right,
options.
This is the last thing
button.
I'll do, and then we'll go and play the game.
Double upgrades. Button.
So here's the upgrades button.
Double
this is
tap,
where you can buy
ups.
Things. So these are your power-ups. So these are your power-ups, sorry.
Increase the value of the power-ups found on the road.
Increase the value of the power-ups found on the road when you're running.
Boost. Level 3 of 5. Increase your boost time.
So our boost time is currently 3 of 5. Of course, it starts at 1 of 5.
Upgrade boost for 7,000 lights.
So 7,000 lights. So you've got to collect those lights to get to that particular purchase item.
Shield. Level
shield.
3 of 5.
I've got
be protected
3 of 5.
For a longer time. Upgrade shield for 7,000 lights.
Upgrade shield for 7,000 lights. Lights,
button.
Not likes.
Light doubler. Level 3 of 5. Get more time for collecting. Upgrade light doubler for 7,000 lights.
Okay, and 7,000 lights
weapon.
Again.
Level
so
3 of 5.
Weapon
shooting
is
power
3
will
of 5.
Last longer. Upgrade weapon for 7,000 lights.
7,000 lights.
Disabled.
And that's
button.
It. Okay, so, and as you move on through the missions, it looks like these purchase items get a lot more expensive. So I flick up.
Upgrade weapon for set. Upgrade weapon. Upgrade weapon. Back to main menu. Power ups.
So if I flick down.
Back to main menu.
It's back to main menu.
Main menu. Mission level 64.
All right. So that's enough for sort of like having a bit of a trawl around the game. I think you've probably got some idea of the game now. So flick down.
Play. Button.
And let me play a game
double
for you.
Double tap to
okay?
select.
And don't worry about the different types of sounds. You can always have a look at that in the help section where it actually had a list of different sound effects during the game. So if I double tap on that, we're starting to play the game now. And the middle lane you always start in. There's a zombie in the middle, flip to the right. Zombie on the right, flip back to the left. He's on the left, so I don't have to move, so I'm in the middle lane. That's on the right, so I don't have to move again. I can just stay put in the middle lane. There's a light, flip to the left. Stay there and I collect it. Flick down to avoid the zombie. Flick back to the right. Oh, I missed that light. Flick back to the right again. There's the light. Stay on the right lane. Good, got it. That zombie's over to the left. Here's a hand. Flick up to jump over it. There's a light coming. Stay where I am. Perfect. Flick up again to jump over this hands. Zombie's over to the left. Flick up again to avoid these hands. Flick back to the left. Get these lights. Some in the left, no. Some in the right, no. Stay put in the middle. Left, stay put. Middle, stay put for the light. And there we go. Got
outlook.
It.
Now. Portrait. Outlook.
Now,
calendar reminder.
As you can tell, you don't get a pause when you get an incoming message. So let me just use my app switcher.
App switcher. Outlook. Fear.
And active. I'm going to double tap on fear again.
Mission levels, landscape, fear.
So it does possible pause text, the game when you get an interruption.
Quit, restart, in total, play.
So if I flick up.
Mission level 64.
That's so the top of the screen. Flick down.
Play, button.
And I double can go back into the game again. So double tap to go back into it. It's a good option to show you anyway. And zombies over to the right. And back in the live game. Hit the left. I'm safe. Click down. Now, if game I do pause. A two-finger double tap,
mission level 64.
I can also pause the game to see what my current score is if I want to, or just go away and do something else. And when you notice when I went back into the game after I got that notification from Outlook for my email for work, it actually counts that down, sort of counts it down with the beeps going back into the game. Okay, so while the game is paused, you can actually check how you're going. So if I flick through now.
Get a score multiplier by 65 by quest 1 slide 30 times in left lane.
So don't worry about the first run. Quest because I've already done it.
Quest 2 score 100,000 points, no lights. In a single run, 100,000 left.
Okay, so you notice my quest for my lights hasn't actually changed because I've been collecting lights this time rather than avoiding them. Flick to the right again.
Quest 3 collect 12 boosts in total. 12 left.
Okay, and I haven't got anywhere near any boost yet, so that's still staying at 12. I've flicked to the right
play.
Again. That's my
button.
Play button.
Restart.
I can restart
double
the game
tap
if
to
I
select.
Think I've really stuffed it up. And I've had to do that a few times, particularly when I've had other quests of collecting lights and I've accidentally haven't moved fast enough and I've accidentally stayed in a lane where a light was coming in and I collected it, so I had to restart the game anyway. So I flicked to the right again.
Quit.
There's the quit.
You have collected 50 lights this run.
Okay, so I've collected 50 lights this run.
Score multiplied by 64. You have scored 30,976 points this run.
13,000 blah blah blah. All right, so flick to the left.
You have collected. Quit. Restart. Play.
And we can go back into the game. I'm going to get that beep beep countdown again. There it goes. So we're live. Flick to the left. That was in the middle. Oh, that was in the left. Damn.
Save me.
Okay, so when you get eaten by a zombie or a hands or raven strike crows.
For 500 lights, the fairy save your life. You have 740 lights.
Yeah, so the fairy can save my life, but I don't want to do that at the moment, so.
No.
Of course, that would take my overall lights down
double
to 200
tap to
and something,
select.
So I'm going to select no.
You have scored 32,192 points this run. You have collected 50 lights this run. Share your results.
And you
button.
Can share your results, which I don't do.
Next.
Double
button.
Tap on next.
Mission level
to the right
64.
Then. All right, back
quest
to the main screen. So
in
flick down.
Play again.
There's play again,
button.
And we'll just play again briefly. Off the left, I can stay put because again, we start in the middle lane. There's a light in the middle, stay put. Flick to the right, there's some more lights coming in. Ping, got it. Zombie off to the left, stay put. Still stay put. There's a light, we can stay put. And jump over him. Alright, flick to the left, get rid of that zombie. Left, we can step up because I'm in the middle. That's off to the right, we can stay. That's in the middle, left. Good. There's a light to the right. No, missed it. Now, this one, if I stay here, oh, I missed it. So I flip to the left. Now, these sounds are different options. Flip down, jump over the crows zombies. There's a light, stay put. Flick up to get over the hands. Flip to the right, I missed the light. Flip back to the left. Missed that one, missed the zombie over the left. Missed the light again. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop talking because I'm distracting myself. I'll just play for a little minute until I get eaten. Moving left and right here at the moment. I'm flicking down. Down again. To the right to get to the middle lane to get that light. Stay put. Down again. Oh, jump. Stay put. Jump again. So I was picking up the jump, of course. Too slow moving over, and I'll get that one. To the left, got that one. Now, here's a different one. This is trying to distract you so that when the next one comes in, you can't move at this point. And you try and anticipate, which I just did. I avoided the crows or the ravens. Down again, to slide under. There's another one. Oh, and I didn't move fast enough.
Save me.
And of course, I can save myself.
For 500 lights, the fairy saved
life. 500 lights,
you
and
have
I don't 700 want to do that.
And no.
And Gudgeon, double tap on no.
You have scored 99,136 points this run. You have collected 150 lights this run. Share your results. Gudgeon.
Okay, so flick to the right.
Next.
Double tap Gudgeon. On next.
Mission level 64. Quest 1 slide 30 times in left lane, in a single run. Play again. Gudgeon.
So I wasn't going to do this in the beginning, but let me just show you those different sounds. Gudgeon. Flick to the right.
Option.
Gudgeon. Double tap on options.
Help.
And flick to the
Tutorial.
Right.
Tutorial. Replay. Gameplay. Power up sounds.
Okay, gotcha. And I'm just going to play those power up
double
sounds
tap
for you.
So tap on the tap power on up to listen
now
to its sound.
A bit of play. So double tap on a sound to hear what it's like. So I flick to the right.
Boost.
Okay, here's the boost sound. Okay, so that's the boost sound. So I flick to the right.
Shield.
Here's the shield sound. Double tap. Flick to the right.
Light doubler.
Here's light doubler.
Gotcha.
Flick to the right.
Weapon.
Here's gotcha. A weapon. So when you hear that sound, that's when I said you can actually double tap to shoot a zombie, wherever it's in the middle, left or right lane. You've got to move that direction. And again, remember, you've got to actually flick up to jump over the hands or flick down, as in slide, underneath the raven stroke crows. So you can't avoid them by going left and right because they just get you because they're coming from the top or the
TV.
Bottom. Okay, so flick to the right.
Close.
And then we've got a close button.
Power up sounds.
All right, so let me flick down.
Back to main menu.
And back to main menu.
Main menu. Mission level 64.
So there you go. So look, it really is just a nice, cool, endless runner game to play, avoiding all the zombies, hands, and raven stroke crows. I hope you enjoy playing the game as much as I'm currently doing, and it really is a good, fun game to play. So that'll do me for this demo of Fear, F-E-E-R. And as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.